Hello and welcome again to the Panthers Report here on iSportsCaster.com. I'm Brother J-Dub. I am your Carolina Panthers field guide for the rest of the NFL season. The Carolina Panthers won a hard-fought battle over the New York Jets this past Sunday at Bank of America Stadium, even if the score looked a little lopsided. The final score, 30-3, is very misleading because the Panthers entered the fourth quarter with just a lead of 10-3. The Jets kept it close by almost taking wide receiver Steve Smith away from the Panthers' offense, limiting him to 3 catches for 34 yards. But the Panthers got it done by rushing for over 100 yards and making play after play on defense. New York had 5 possessions in the first half, only one of them produced more than 8 yards. 2 ended in punts, and 1 ended in a rare Curtis Martin fumble. But the Panthers' defense, as it turns out, was just getting warmed up for the fourth quarter. Trailing 10-3 at halftime, the Jets showed life early in the second half, marching 43 yards on their first drive before being forced to punt. They then drove all the way to the Panthers' 24-yard line on their second drive, before cornerback Ken Lucas intercepted a Brooks Bollinger pass in the end zone. Things unraveled pretty quickly for the Jets after that. Lucas intercepted Bollinger again on the very next Jet drive, this time at the New York 37-yard line. Back-to-back picks for Lucas. He returned it 3 yards, and the Panthers' offense cashed in 10 plays later when Steven Davis notched his 12th rushing touchdown of the season for a 17-3 lead. Justin Miller then fumbled the ensuing kickoff, and Chris Gamble recovered it, again at the Jets' 34-yard line. 3 plays later, the Panthers added a 42-yard John Casey field goal for a 20-3 advantage. After the ensuing kickoff, Gamble then struck again on the first play from scrimmage. Bollinger's pass intended for Justin McCarron's bounced right into the hands of Gamble, who tied Lucas for team honors with his 4th interception of the year. The Panthers then added a 28-yard field goal from Casey for a 23-3 lead. The final blow came on the very next drive. Bollinger's pass intended for tight end Doug Jolly was picked out of midair by linebacker Will Witherspoon, who ran it 35 yards for his first career touchdown. The Panthers' victory put them in first place by themselves in the NFC South as Atlanta lost to Green Bay. Carolina is 7-2 now, while Atlanta and Tampa Bay are both one game behind at 6-3. They face each other this week, which should be a pretty decent game. The Panthers will travel to Chicago to play the 6-3 Bears, who lead the NFC North Division. On that note, now let's take a look at the Bears. The Bears defeated San Francisco this past Sunday 17-9, which isn't really a great feat, and they held their 4th opponent without a touchdown this season, and their 5th opponent to less than 10 points. That's a pretty stout defense. Of course, they do have Brian Urlacher. Chicago now stands alone as having allowed the fewest points in the NFL this season, with 107 points allowed in 9 games. That's averaging just under 12 points a game, 8 points fewer than 9-0 Indianapolis. The Bears have allowed just 3 touchdowns in the last 66 possessions by their opponent, spanning Chicago's current 5-game winning streak. Chicago cornerback Nathan Vasher, I have to put this in here, gave the Bears a 7-3 lead with no time remaining in the first half, when he returned a missed 52-yard field goal by San Fran's Joe Nedney for a touchdown and was credited with an NFL record 108-yard return. Got to give props for that. Vasher's return was the longest touchdown of any kind in NFL history. Now, this is only the second time Carolina has traveled to the Windy City to play the Bears. The Bears won the previous meeting 31-27 in 1995. It was the 5th regular season game for the Panthers in their inaugural season and their 5th consecutive loss before starting a 4-game winning streak the very next week. In the most recent matchup in 2002, Carolina held Chicago to 186 total yards and only 8 first downs in a 24-14 Panthers home victory. The Bears will be hosting our NFC South division leading Panthers after the November 6th victory over the New Orleans Saints snapped Chicago's 5-game losing streak against teams from the division dating back to 2002. Well, that's a look at the upcoming game against the Bears and a review of the butt-whooping of the New York Jets. I'm Brother J-Dub. You've been listening to the Panthers Report here on iSportsCaster.com. For more information, check out www.isportscaster.com, or you can check out my homepage at www.onlinesportsguys.com. Until next week, I'm Brother J-Dub saying, see ya!